Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace, then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a blessing it is to be able to share with you the Word of God. And we're going to look today in the book of Galatians, and I would encourage you to have your Bible if at all possible. And of course, we'll be looking at other scriptures as well. Well, Paul the Apostle says in verse 6 of Galatians chapter 1, he says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And notice verse 8 here. It says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. The gospel, of course, is the good news. And there's only one good news, one good gospel, one good news, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, the gospel is this according to the Word of God. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, in other words, the good news, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory that, or what, I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Listen now carefully to the gospel. He says, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Well, the gospel is this, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Now, many people think they know what the gospel is, but not many really understand exactly what it is and its meaning. But if you read the Word of God, you know what the gospel is. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is only one gospel. Now, the devil tries to substitute many things. There are many false gospels, or many false religions, in other words, in the world, according to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. Notice with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, it says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity, because some people try to make it hard. But God says it cost a lot, and it cost his only begotten son his life. He laid down his life. He shed his blood. It was not easy, but it's free for those who would accept the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, God says. For God sent his son into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. He sent his son into the world, his only begotten son, to give people everlasting life, according to John 3:16. Well, some people try to make this hard. Some people want to work their way to heaven. Most religions are something that man has figured out. And if I can be good enough, then I can go to heaven, people think. If I can do many good works, if I pay so much money into the church, then God will save me. I will be able to go to heaven. Maybe my good works will outweigh my bad works, and so at the end of life, maybe I'll go to heaven. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, and it's a sure thing. You don't have to guess at it. It's what God said, and God does not lie. Salvation is sure. Some people think that salvation has to do with emotion. They tell people how it feels to be saved. Well, let me tell you today, there's a fact, faith, and feeling. First comes the fact that Jesus bled and died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried, and he was resurrected on that third day. That's a fact. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As Christians, we often want to get books and try to help our loved ones find Jesus Christ by getting them a book and saying, read this. This man got saved this way, or this person is a theologian and he's going to explain things to you about Jesus Christ. Well, let me say this. There's nothing wrong with good books, but there's only one good book that will tell anyone how to be saved, and that is the Word of God. That is the Bible. And I believe the Word of God is the King James Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Don't think that any one person is going to lead another person to the Lord without the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're not saved by emotions. We're not saved by works. And then we're not saved by experiences. Remember, it's fact, faith, and then comes the feeling. We're not saved by experiences. If I were the devil, I would give any wanted experience. In other words, if someone wanted to experience a vision, if they wanted to see an angel, if I were the devil, I'd let people see angels and worship angels. If I were the devil, I would say, you need to worship this statue over here and pay homage to this statue, and that way you're doing good, so go ahead and do that. See, anything that the devil can do to get our minds off Jesus, he's going to do it. We need to keep centered. We need to understand that it's all of Jesus Christ. Well, there are many religions in the world, and there are many areas and many different things and people and cults that try to tear down Jesus Christ. Higher criticism, you may not have heard of that, but let me use that term. Higher criticism consists of tearing the Bible apart. They say that the Word of God is not true because there are discrepancies in it. Well, let me say there are no discrepancies in the Word of God. A person who has, pardon this, a lick of sense, and you go through Genesis through Revelation, you're going to find out that there are no discrepancies. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If the devil can keep people from reading the Word of God, they won't get saved. And then we see those who teach evolution. That's a religion, whether you realize it or not. And then we see people who are atheists, or they believe in atheism. These people deny God to get away from any responsibilities. Then there's socialism. This is government taking care of everybody. And government cannot save. You have drugs, and some claim to worship, and they get close to God by taking drugs. That's a fallacy of hell. You have those who actually worship demons. These people love sin. They think sin is expressing themselves to the good. And there are those who have their own private religion. And most people have this kind. In other words, I'm as good as the next person. I worship who I want to worship. If that person goes to heaven, I'm going to heaven. Well, that's a private religion. And you must come by the way of the cross. And then we see also that there's humanism. This is anything that is contrary to God. Now, the true gospel is actually called by 8 different names. It's the same gospel with 8 aspects. First, you have the gospel of the kingdom found in Matthew 24 and verse 14. This is the good news that God is going to set up his kingdom on the earth. It's good news because there will be peace. There is no peace today apart from God. There will be no peace until Jesus sets up his kingdom during his millennial reign. This kingdom will be a fulfillment of the promise to David according to 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16. It's going to be a political kingdom. Christ will be king, ruler, judge, lawmaker. This kingdom will be a Jewish fulfillment of the promise to Abraham and the 12 apostles who are going to be sitting with Christ. This kingdom will be universal. Righteousness will cover the earth. Even Baptists can handle snakes then, according to Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 8. Don't do that now. Don't handle snakes. And then we see the gospel of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul says, it says there, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. God planned it. His love provided it. His word proved it. In Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, salvation is of the Lord. Verse 14 says, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Well, that's the second, another name of the gospel is the gospel of Christ, and that is 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14 that I just read. On and on the scriptures go by naming the gospel. We see the gospel of the grace of God. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24 talks about this. And it's the grace of God because it saves without the law. It saves without works or human effort. It saves those who could never deserve it or ever earn it. And then we see the glorious gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 says this, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's the glorious gospel, because it is the God of glory who is calling us to share his glory, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. Now, number 6, the gospel of salvation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You see, it's the gospel of salvation because it saves. It delivers. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, it saves from past, present, and future sin. It saves from the penalty, the power, and the presence of sin. And number 7, the gospel of peace. It's the gospel of peace because it brings peace with God. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, it imparts peace. It brings peace of mind. And most get peace from the bottle, the booze, or pills. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, and the way of peace have they not known. And finally, we see the everlasting gospel. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 6 talks about the everlasting gospel. It's everlasting because it never has been, never will be, but one true gospel. Salvation is only in the everlasting gospel of Christ. Have you accepted the gospel message? Is your life changed? You need to trust Jesus as your Savior today if you want to go to heaven. The gospel of Christ is this, the death, burial, and resurrection. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin, and if you've never trusted Him as your Savior, you need to do so right now in order to make sure of heaven. Ask Him to come into your heart. Trust Him. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy that He saves us. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Call upon Him today. Trust Him. Trust the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected. His blood cleanses from all sin. He will save you if you will trust Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.